Hi, I'm Janice Lavore Fletcher, founder and president of Christian Coach Institute. Welcome to our topic for the day. We're going to be talking about how to create positive and creative self-talk. Well, you know, this is founded actually on biblical scripture, and that would be Proverbs 23:7. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. Spoken words program our spirit, our hearts, either to success or defeat. And words are containers. They truly carry faith or fear. You know, words are powerful and they can be used to build a person up or tear a person down. And that really does include the words that we say to ourselves. Do you speak positive and affirming words or negative, destructive words? How do you feel when you make a statement, "Oh, I'm just so nervous to have to give a speech. I just am so uncomfortable when I have to stand up and give a group presentation." Compare that to, "I feel confident and energized. I have clarity as I step before this group to give a presentation." You see, sometimes we get stuck in a negative self-talk cycle and it just goes over and over and over again. We just keep reinforcing those negative self-talk patterns, and it just keeps us stuck in that place. To change our view of the outside world and to believe that change is even possible, we need to start believing on the inside. God gave us a magnificent and amazing brain, and we all have access to a very powerful tool, which when used regularly will enhance our self-esteem, help us break through those limiting self-imposed beliefs, and raise the thermostat of our comfort zone. It helps us to break through. It helps us to eliminate those sabotaging lies that the enemy has been telling us. It's called positive self-talk or affirmations. We also talk about visualization in this audio. So I'm going to cover with you the top 10 tips that I consider to be most effective in creating powerful self-talk. Number one, know your outcome. By that, I mean have a clear vision of the end result. And then we would just want to avoid dwelling on the question, how am I going to do this? Our subconscious mind actually is very creative, and once the thought is programmed and we lock on to it, we're going to be pleasantly surprised at how the creative mind actually goes to work to guide us toward this new reality. So for this exercise, I'm going to take a very shy person who is uncomfortable speaking to a group of people. And, you know, as coaches, you may have the opportunity to network and get out in front of a group of people to talk about your services and to give even your elevator speech. So the desired outcome, the end result, is actually to be a confident, dynamic, and even captivating speaker when you're addressing a large group of people. So I think you got the idea, and this is going to be the example that we're going to use throughout this exercise for this audio. Number two, we want to make it personal. Our affirmation needs to begin with I. Now, you know, it's a little sense of humor here, and I do recognize that we probably all have somebody in mind that we would like to change their behavior. But we can really only affirm for ourselves. Now, here's what happens usually. As you begin to make changes, positive changes in your own behavior, others are going to start to notice, and they'll begin to ask you, "Hey, what's your secret?" So as you share your new techniques, you are indirectly also making a positive impact on those around you. Number three, be positive. Use a positive spin when saying and writing affirmations as opposed to a negative approach. And I'll give you an example. There's a big difference here. Number one, in the positive state, you would say, "I am confident when speaking before large groups of people. I feel energized. I feel focused. I have clarity." Now, the negative approach may sound like this: "I'm not as nervous or scared as I used to be when speaking to groups of people." I hope you see the difference. Number four, we want to remain in the present tense. You want to keep the statement in the now moment, the present moment, for your subconscious mind to fully comprehend that this change is happening today. It's not a someday thing. And we want to avoid using words like, I can do this, I will do this, I should, or I could. Instead, you want to use empowering words. I am a confident, dynamic, captivating, powerful speaker when addressing groups of people. Number five, you want to keep it simple. Yes, we do talk about the KIS formula. You want to use short, powerful sentences for programming that new behavior in your subconscious mind. You know, we just don't want to use long dissertations or rambling paragraphs for our affirmations. We want short sentences that are powerful, that have feeling words, that have action words, that are in the present tense, that will help us reprogram our thought process. So keep it simple. Number six is it's got to be believable. Now, that means the affirmation has to be believable and attainable by you and for your own good. It doesn't matter what others say, only that you believe. So let's go back to the speaker. Now, if this is a person who is uncomfortable speaking before groups of people, for them to make the affirmation or to state the affirmation, I am confident and captivating when I step out to talk to a group of people, that may not be comfortable for you yet. So you can take baby steps. You take steps before the big affirmation. And so by that, we would say, I am comfortable when speaking to small groups of people. Do you see the difference? That is setting, that's a baby step. And baby steps are perfectly fine. That's still action toward your goal. So it's got to be attainable. If first you have to just feel comfortable speaking to a small group of people, and that may be 2 to 3 people, depending on your comfort zone, then go there first, and then you'll expand it. Now, next is number seven is emotions. We want to use words that really trigger our emotions when we speak our affirmations out loud. An example is the word confident when talking about stepping out before a group of people to give a talk. If you're uncomfortable speaking before groups of people, you want to use an action word, an emotion word. I am confident and at ease when I address groups of people. And then you can identify how big is that group of people for you. I was asked recently, what can I do? What kind of affirmation would you recommend for me as, you know, when I work with my children? I want to be a parent, someone said, and to help build the self-esteem in my children. Well, you can speak words, empowering words into your children's lives. For example, you can say things like, I am a loving and nurturing parent, and I look for ways to build Alice's self-esteem. Now, as you see, that's not building Alice's self-esteem. She has to do that herself. But what you're doing is you are taking control. You're speaking positive words, affirming words of what you can do to help Alice, your daughter. Okay? Number eight, you want to write them out. Now, a lot of people scoff at this, but truly, take out a 3x5 card and get some cards that are multicolored. Write each affirmation separately on an index card, but use a color for each theme or each area of your life. For example, I really like pink for relationships. It just reminds me of pink, the color of the heart, and I like to use lavender for my affirmations regarding my spiritual walk, my faith walk. I use green for any financial affirmations, and I also use yellow for health and nutrition because that reminds me of the sun. Okay, number nine, we want to imprint. Now, what do we mean by imprinting? Imprinting is actually, it's a very intentional, very active part, an action where you are going to take each affirmation And you want to read this affirmation each morning and each evening upon awakening and before falling asleep. This is when your brain is actually in the most receptive place, the most receptive mood or mode, of course, of change. It's in the alpha mode. So what do I mean by this? Well, here's what I'd like to ask you to do. Now, there's talk out there that, of course, you can, to make changes, you need to repeat the behavior for 21 days. I like the number 40 because it's right out of the Bible, 40. Moses was in the desert for 40 days. Jesus was tempted for 40 days. The number 40 is throughout the Bible. So I like to ask you to use 40 days. For 40 consecutive days, read your affirmations every morning upon awakening and every night before you fall asleep. Take about 30 seconds for each affirmation. Read it. Close your eyes. Picture that end result. See the picture come to life. Enjoy all the vibrant colors in your mind. And allow yourself to feel the emotion that goes with it. Doesn't that feel great? Oh, just think about that for a minute. Breathe in deeply, enjoy the moment, and then go on to that next affirmation and repeat the steps. Now, number 10 is probably the most challenging because it's believe. Open your heart and your mind to the possibilities and expect to make positive changes in your life using this technique. What have you got to lose? Try it 40 days. Break out of that negative self-talk pattern and get into the positive self-talk cycle, the habit. Now, generally speaking, I want to end this audio with these numbers. If you just read the affirmation, statistics show that you can have a 10% impact. 10% just by reading these affirmations, morning and night, on your behavior. If you read the affirmation and you actually picture the affirmation, you get those vibrant colors, you're looking at 40 to 50% change in your behavior. Is that incredible? And then finally, the possibilities are if you read the affirmation, you picture the affirmation coming to life. It's like this movie playing in your head. And you feel the emotion that goes with that affirmation, did you know it can be up to 90% impact on your behavior? I'm saying 90%. So, what have you got to lose but everything to gain just by testing it for the next 40 days using these 10 steps? Again, there, know your outcome, make it personal, positive, present tense, keep it simple, make it believable, gotta be believable. Use your emotions in it, write them out, imprint them, and believe. This is Janice LaVore Fletcher with Christian Coach Institute. It's been my pleasure to talk with you today about how to break through those sabotaging lies and create positive, empowering self-talk. And now once you learn this technique, think of how you will bless others as you share it with your family, with your loved ones. God bless you. Have a wonderful evening. Bye.